The question is about relation with guru and sadhu. So, as you say before, sometimes or more often or more rare, we have some close association with guru or some sadhu. So the question is, how to behave properly, and sometimes disciples or devotees can make some offenses or misbehave. So how can disciple avoid, and what is the most often offenses we should avoid in association with senior sadhus or with the guru? What's the right behavior, and what offenses we should avoid? Like, what is the offense? What offenses is more often we can do? And I don't know. Is it?
What's the, you're asking about? You're asking two things or one thing? You just say one, in general. Whenever we're associating with saintly persons, or the guru,
yes,
as a category, guru and or saintly persons. Yes. And associating means going to meet them.
Yes.
Going to meet them individually, or just meeting them when they're giving a public class. Which time?
Individually. Huh? Individually.
So when we go to meet a saintly person or the guru, how should we avoid offenses?
And what offenses we should avoid?
Or which ones we should avoid. We should avoid all offenses. So now you're bringing up the question, I go to individually meet some saintly persons or Gurudev. What are all the offenses? I don't want to make offense. How do I avoid offenses? Well, to avoid offenses in any practices of bhakti, we have to know what they are. What's an offense and what's not an offense? So when you study the Shastras in Hari Bhakti Vilas in part 1 and part 2, it talks about the behavior. In part 1 or 2, it talks about the behavior of the disciple, how the disciple should behave when he meets saintly person or Gurudev. So then there's many rules there. So if you don't follow those rules, then that, of course, will be an offense, because it's a breach of Shastra. It's a rule in a Shastra, and disciples should know what they are. And if he doesn't know what they are, then he can't say, I was ignorant. Like the fire is burning, and the child, he doesn't know about fire, he puts his hand inside. But the fire burns the child. The fire doesn't think, oh, you're a child, I shouldn't burn you. The fire will burn. So the child learns, oh, this is the law of fire. Fire is danger, don't touch. So we have to learn the laws of the land. You go to India. Well, I didn't know the laws, and I'm driving my car like this or like that. So then you get arrested, and you get ticket because you're driving crazy way. You know, you're driving wrong side. Oh, my country, we drive on this side, but you're not in Russia. We drive on this side. You know, different countries, they drive this way, that way. So you have to know the laws of the land. So a devotee means that he has to learn. He has to learn the knowledge. Because one of the subjects that a devotee learns is called sadachar, Vaishnava sadachar. And Lord Chaitanya says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita in several places that he says, Maryada langana pravu karite na paron, which means in Bengali it says Lord Chaitanya could not tolerate misconduct. He could not tolerate maryada langana, when a devotee would not behave properly or not have the right conduct or behavior. So he would be very unhappy with that devotee. So this term maryada is in many places. So maryada, oftentimes people say maryada means rules and regulations, or maryada means vaidhi sadhana, or maryada means maryada purushottam. Then Ramachandra, he's the god of law and order, rules and regulations. But it means more than that. It has a very strong meaning of behavior and conduct. For example, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sanatan Goswami wanted to go to Vrindavan. And Jagannanda Pandit, he was telling him, oh no, you should go to Vrindavan. And Jagannanda Pandit was instructing him. And Jagannanda Pandit's very junior Brahmin, very junior devotee. So this was maryada. This was a breach of maryada. So when Lord Chaitanya heard about this, he told Sanatana, he said, this Juggy, he didn't even say his whole name. The verse is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We gave class in this. He said, who is this Juggy? He just said J-A-G-I, Juggy. Like my name is Pranavallabhadas. And I say, hey Pran, you know, like we don't say the full name. So he just called him, just like we say Jagai and Madai. Their name was actually Jagannanda and Madhavananda. They were Brahmins, Madhavananda and Jagannanda. But because they were so degraded, people said, Jagai Madai, you know, like some short nickname. So Lord Chaitanya said, who is this Juggy? This Juggy, he's instructing you. This is a breach of maryada, and he uses the word maryada. This is maryada langana. This is wrong. He should not do like this. So then another verse, Lord Chaitanya says, maryada vaishnavibhushita. He says, maryada, the conduct and behavior is the ornament of the Vaishnava. You should have proper behavior and ornament, we wear ornaments, rings and bracelets, necklaces. It's an ornament to beautify us, to make us look more attractive or pretty or opulent. So the beauty of the Vaishnava, the ornamentation, is the behavior, the proper behavior and conduct. Vaishnava sadachar. Sadachar means the behavior. So therefore we have to learn. So, for example, we have something called Vaishnava Aparad. So there are six kinds of aparads which are mentioned in the Puranas. And one aparad is to not feel happy when one sees a Vaishnava. And that's very common. Like someone doesn't like some Vaishnava, or some Vaishnava may have a bad name or maybe have some problem or whatever. So then we see that lady or man, Vaishnava, and we say, oh, I don't like him. He's not good sannyasi, or he's bad Babaji, or he's not good, or, you know, he doesn't like my Gurudev, or he said something. So we don't feel happy. We feel, there's that devotee. I don't want to see them. Let me go the other way, you know. let me not see them. So this is aparad. So we have to learn the shastra. We should feel happy and show respect. So when one meets a sadhu, there's behavior. One first thing it says, one should not come empty-handed to meet the sadhu. When one goes to meet a saintly person, the shastras say the proper behavior is you bring an apple, or you bring a peanut, or you give 5 rupees, or you give something to the guru. It's like when I go to see Gurudev, sometimes I bring some fruits, or sometimes I always bring something. And I've been seeing him since 25 years. So I don't think, he's my guru, I don't have to follow this. No, I'll follow this every time. So usually if I'm in a hurry, I just bring 100 rupees. So when I go to meet Gurudev, I pay obeisances, and then I take my 100 rupees and I put it, and he laughs, and then sometimes he kind of laughs, and he says, if you give me 100 rupees every day, you'll be so poor. But I don't go see him every day, so it's not that bad. But even if I did, I would give that, or whatever, 10 rupees, whatever you have. I've been also there, and I've watched other Babaji's come in the evening time, they take darshan. Many, many Babaji's come to see him around 5, 6, 7, like that in the evening. And they just pop in, they pay obeisances, and they give 10 rupees, or some apple or something, and they go. So this is one law. So if one goes to see the sadhu and they don't do that, then they've actually made offense. It's not proper behavior. It's not proper maryada. Because we think, I go every day, it's too much trouble, then that's becoming familiar. Then there's so many, don't step on the guru's things, don't step on the guru's shadow. When walking with guru, when walking with saintly person or guru, they should always be on one's right-hand side, walk a little bit behind, or to the Gurudev's left side. He should be on your right side if you're walking together somewhere. And don't argue with the guru. Don't show, this is Hanhari Bhakti Vilas, don't show your knowledge in front of the guru. Don't correct the guru. Don't verbally correct the guru if he makes a mistake. That, and also says when you leave the saintly person, this is part of Indian etiquette anyway, but especially with when you meet guru, saintly person, then you fold your hands and say, Gurudev, may I take your leave now? The phrase they usually use, may I take your leave? This is some Indian type of English. But in other words, may I have your permission? May I have your permission, because you're my senior, you're my teacher, sadhu guru. May I take your permission to leave? I have to return to Delhi, or I have to go to do some other seva or whatever to my ashram. This so one does like this. He folds his hands and says, Gurudev, may I take your leave? He says, yes, you go. And then you pay obeisances. So there's many things like this. And that's what comes to my mind. But there are many, many, many different rules that are mentioned there. Don't use the Gurudev's don't use Gurudev's property. Don't sit on his asan. Don't imitate the gestures of Gurudev. Don't imitate the gestures or movements or walking style of a saintly person or a guru. Like in, you should not imitate or make joke of. You know, say, oh, we know that Gurudev always goes like this. You know, and with some other devotees, and imitate some way that Gurudev moves or something. This is considered offensive. These things are told in Hari Bhakti Vilas. So generally, when one meets a superior person, he should be very respectful and very kind. And of course, the principle of giving some gift is also there, and taking leave. These are the basic. When you go, you offer some gift and respect. And then, when asking a saintly person or guru if you want to ask a question, usually you fold your hands and say, Babaji Maharaj or Maharaj, or we say Guru Maharaj, or we say Sannyasi Maharaj, Babaji Maharaj, whomever. May I ask you a question? And then he answers the question. And then you may have another question. May I ask another question? So this is called the maryada. This is Vaishnava maryada, the proper behavior and attitude. And because the guru or the saintly person may be very busy, but they're very friendly when you go there, they're friendly, and you may think, oh, I'll stay here a long time, but they may be very busy. So you may ask one question, then you say, is it all right? May I ask another question? Are you busy? No, I'm not busy. You can ask, like this. So when one meets a saintly person or guru, he goes in a very humble state of mind, he or she, very respectful and humble, and learn these different rules and regulations which are in Shastra, and remember some of the things that I said. And then if you behave like that and act like that, then it probably wouldn't incur any aparad or offense. That would be the proper way. And if you go to an assembly and you're meeting some sadhu or guru, and there are very senior people already there with the guru or the saintly person, there's very senior Babajis or disciples or big people, then you should be very quiet and sit in the back and not make much. You pay obeisances, you come in, pay obeisances, then you sit very quietly and wait to be recognized by the teacher or the guru, because they may be in the middle of some important meeting, or they may be meeting with some very senior or serious sadhus. So they're allowing you to enter the room and allowing you to be there, but they may not have time or be able to pay attention to you or to entertain your questions. So you have to be patient and maybe wait for some time. And if you see that they're involved in a very long conversation or a deep discussion, you may feel that I should go now, or the Gurudev may say, or the teacher may say, he may recognize you at some point. But you should not interrupt or interfere with some existing conversation or satsang that's going on already when you enter the room. Because you always remember, the disciple or the devotee always remembers, I'm a junior here, I'm a guest here with this sadhu, or I'm a guest with, or I'm a disciple of my guru, but I've entered his room, he's allowed me in his room, but there's so many other devotees here already, and having some discussion, maybe this is a planned meeting, and maybe today I won't be able to ask my questions. Let me be patient and tolerant, and if Gurudev recognizes me, otherwise I shouldn't interrupt or interfere. So always take a very humble and mild, respectful position. Always putting the sadhu first and the guru first and their concerns and their needs. And then if you feel and see that there's room for your questions or your needs to be entertained, then you can present yourself in a very humble way. This is what I can say about behaving. You want to ask more questions on what I said? Okay, here.
I just wanted to thank you about that you told about your relationship with your Gurudev. Sorry that I can misunderstand something because I'm a new devotee, but you clear some situations with my spiritual teacher, and now I see that relationship not just sentimental as I thought, but they really can be filled with love and affection. So thank you for clearing the situation.